Unbelievable. It stops. I don't know when it stopped. I thought, okay. The unbelievable thing is that when you've got everything and you forgot Chas v'Sholom God, then you have to remember. See, this is the test that we have. It's not praying to God when I've got nothing or when I need something. It's praying to God when I've got everything. Because this way, first of all, you do two things. You prove God that even if you've got, you still understand everything is from God. And if you understand everything is from God, what is God going to do? Give you more or less? More. So if you want more from life, be satisfied with what you've got and thank God all the time.
It's an attitude of gratitude.
Exactly. An attitude of gratitude. Very good. Exactly. If we behave like this, then we're going to be blessed. So in other words, this is a win-win situation. Unfortunately, sometimes when we've got everything, we forget God. And then we think, Kochi ve'otzem yadi asa li et ha'chayil hazeh. Here, the next ear, you see, that is written also Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ve'amarta bilvavcha, and you say in your heart, my power, Kochi ve'otzem yadi asa li et ha'chayil. I did it. It's my power. I did everything. Ve'zacharta, and that's the time to remember. Don't fall in this trap of the Yetzer Hara. Ve'zacharta et Hashem Elokecha, remember God, ki hu anoten lecha koach lasot chayil. God gives you the power. It's so important to thank God all the time. Because the idea of our parsha is to teach us a very interesting lesson. You see, sometimes in life people think that to worship God is like going to the extreme, to the spiritual side, and leave all the matters of earthly things aside. Like we see with the Goy, the Christians, the Muslims, Buddhist. Like the holy people there, they in the Christian don't even marry. Is this the right way of life? Of course not. We had this week Chag Ahava, the love day. And it is in the Halacha. And the Halacha says they were not like Lo hayu yamim tovim leYisrael, the best days, like 15 be'av, which is 2 be'av, the 15th of Av, and Yom HaKippurim. Unbelievable. And what was happening there? The girls used to go out in the field and dance with white clothes. And the boys used to go and find their shidduch. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't. How does it sound? It sounds terrible. Not tzanua. Is this tzanua? So what's going on here? And Chazal tell us they were the happiest days of the year. So what's going on here? This is exactly our understanding. What is really love? From the Jewish point of view. You see, dancing in a circle, it's got a lot of meanings. But dancing, you dance when you hear music. To hear the music is the voice of the neshama. You hear the music, it goes through your body and you dance. Dancing is putting the neshama into action through the body. In other words, what those girls did, they were telling the boys, we are prepared to do the thing that we were created for. Well, what is the human being? A combination of soul and body. And this is the idea. You take the soul, put it in the body, and now you act. What do? You do everything. You eat, you drink, you go with, you get married, you bring children to the world, but you do everything with a combination of the spiritual, the neshama, and the body. In other words, to fulfill our task in life is really getting married. Because they say a man and a woman are not whole till they get married. So in other words, this love act of a man and a woman, a female and a male, is really an holy act. So when the girls were dancing around and the boys would go out like to get girls. So it sounds very strange. But if you put in it the holiness, is it not the holiest day of the year? Is it not the happiest day in the year? Of course, because when a man meets a woman and they get married, and they, what do? Multiply. They bring another generation to this world. And this is what what it's all about. Male, female, there is something coming out. Men alone, female alone, nothing come out. Men and men, women and women, nothing comes out. Only when the combination of men and women. That's what we're supposed to do. And that's why, if you understand that this is love, and I want to say, if you're already talking about love, another point. What's the time, by the way?
9.
Uh-huh. Another small point.
2 minutes.
What is love? Ve'ahavta le'racha kamocha. You should love your friend like you love yourself. And, you know, Rav Adam Sina brings it an example to understand what it's all about. Let's imagine to yourself, I'm taking something at a high level, then we can take it, lower it down. Both of you, the one you love, and you, are standing at the gates of heaven. The angel comes out, says, you're going in. He's not going in. What do you do? Do you go in or not?
You are in doubt.
What?
You are in doubt.
You are in doubt, it means you don't love. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You're going to go alone and leave the one you love outside? Is this love? What you should tell the angel, dear angel, I'm sorry. If both of us are not going in, I don't go in. That's love. Now you can take it to a lot of levels. For example, you bought tickets for a show. And you come, they says we did a mistake, that the house is full, only one can go in. You go in, you stay out. What do you do? Now you ask yourself the question, upgrade yourself to the level that you will, chas v'sholom, decide to go in. Because to go to a show, it's very easy to say no. But when you're talking about heaven, this is a difficult question. But that is the idea of love. And when we talk about the day of love, and when we talk about loving God, that's the idea. It's like they say, love without jealousy is not love. And it also doesn't sound good. What, you have to be jealous in order to love? Yes. Because if you love somebody, and he is going to a different way, or somebody is starting with him, or something is hurting him, and he doesn't, and you don't care about it, what does it mean?
That you don't love.
That you don't love. I hope that all of us are loving people, and we should love everybody, especially, of course, our spouses, and especially Am Israel, and we should love also everybody in the world.
Amen.
That's the whole idea. When we do this, by Ekev, those small things, everyday living, we be blessed and win the Mashiach coming, the Rabbi Ameinu Amen.